1 month later, the U.S. invaded Iraq, and the peace movement had evidently failed. Since then, many now argue to achieve a world without war, we must rethink the paradigm of peace.
Vancouver's Community Television Association presents a special benefit screening of Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement. The film takes audiences back to the historic Vancouver Peace Forum of 2006 to pose the question, what is peace and how do we achieve it? Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement will screen Tuesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. in the Norm Theatre.
It's CITR 101.9 and just after 5 o'clock, and it's Sunday the 25th of October in Vancouver, and Chips of Everything is the British music show, and we'll be playing for the next hour British hits, British tunes, music from the UK, and that is going to take us all the way through to 6 o'clock, and we have a policy here that we don't do any weak tracks anymore. So they're all strong, every song. And yeah, I got some really good stuff lined up, including Basement Jacks, I know, later on. And I think I'm going to start with some Simple Minds, of all people. Dave's not with us this week. He had to go to some family event that just, you know, he just couldn't be missed. I'm not sure what it was. I think one of his close relatives got their murder charge reduced to manslaughter, so they're going to make a night of it. If they're listening, this one's for you.
Yeah. Thank you. come on, let's get high.
Okay, that was a remix of the Franz Ferdinand song Ulysses by Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve. And there's a whole album of remixes by Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve out called... like Reinterpretations Volume 1. It's got a pretty bad title. Over the years, though, they've done a lot of kind of cool remixes for a lot of different kinds of people, but they tend to end up this kind of blissed out techno, no matter what the source material. Prior to that, it was an old track from Simple Minds, a 1980 album called Empires and Dance, and the track was 30 frames a second, and I'm pretty sure I used to hate that, because I think when that came out, my sister would have been a big fan of Simple Minds, and you know, she's like 4 years older than me or something, so anything that she was into was quite clearly terrible. My views have only softened a little bit on Simple Minds since then, and they do have a new album out now, which we have here at CITR, but I didn't get a chance to listen to it, and I'm not going to risk it. That's just like a roll of the dice too many to stick one of those tracks on by Simple Minds in 2009 without checking it out first, maybe on my next show. Okay, it's 5:15 on CITR 101.9. It's Chips with Everything, the British music show. We'll be on the air until 6. Give me a call if you want. 604-822-2487. We'll be right back. Okay, in Vancouver today, we got the weather forecast for you. 11 degrees centigrade right now, supposedly with rain. Tomorrow, not actually much warmer, 13 degrees during the day, and they say it's 40% chance of rain. Sun on Tuesday, perhaps. But it looks like it's going to get colder all week. And we'll have the, you know, the tides, sunrise times, and the humidity later on.
City in autumn too. You're like Manchester, 'cause I love you. I do. But if you're like Manchester, don't you cheat on me. I rush home to find you've been in Wally's range. I won't be pleased. My Bellevue of the world will become a fallow field. But I know I can't trust you. You're like Manchester. You're like Manchester. And I can't trust you.
Fellas, do you feel like singing a chorus with me?
Yes!
There's enthusiasm for you. I'll give you a rough idea how it goes. It starts off with me going like this. One, two, one, two, three, four. Then you come in your knee, Paul. That's it. And then all together, fellas. That's nice.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. Ah. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his four mates who are gathered round and he says, cut your hair once a year, boys. Cut your hair once a year. If it covers your ear, you can't hear, boys. So cut your hair once a year. All together now. Time your kangaroo down, Spawn. Time your kangaroo down. Ooh, time your kangaroo down. You must do the ooh bit. Time your kangaroo down. Zero, dear. I forgot the wizard. Take care of me. Make sure. Look out after me. Keep going.
Take care. Look after me, Mona.
Here we go. Don't ill-treat me, pet dingo, Ringo. Don't ill-treat me, pet dingo. He can't understand your lingo, Ringo. So don't ill-treat me, pet dingo. All together now. Time me kangaroo down, Spawn. Time me kangaroo down. Time me kangaroo down, Spawn. Time me kangaroo down. I think George's guitar's on the blink. I think George's guitar's on the blink. Well, it shouldn't go ning a ning a blink. Hey, that's really on the blink. All together now. Time your kangaroo down, Spawn. Time your kangaroo down. Time your kangaroo down, Spawn. Time your kangaroo down. Prop me up by the wall, Paul. Prop me up by the wall. I'll scream and cheer till I fall, Paul. If you'll prop me up by the wall. All together now. Time your kangaroo down, Paul. Time your kangaroo down. That's where it should be there. Time your kangaroo down. Hey, keep the hits coming on, John. Keep the hits coming on. At least till after I'm gone, John. Keep the hits coming on. All together now. Time your kangaroo down, Spawn. Time your kangaroo down. Time your kangaroo down, Spawn. Time your kangaroo down. Gives a bit of diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy. That's it. And with this very last gasp, he says, tan me hide when death comes, chums. Oh, dear. Tan me hide when death comes. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and the Ringo's got it on his drums. All together now. Time me kangaroo down, Spawn. Time me kangaroo down. Time me kangaroo down, Spawn. Time me kangaroo down.
What a phony bunch of laughter that was.
Hey, what about messing up that ending after all the rehearsal we did at least once?
I thought you forgot the words, didn't you, Rob?
At the beginning. What a beautiful speech, Sir John.
Okay, that's the Beatles, obviously, with Rolf Harris, also obviously. And that was recorded on December the 18th, 1963 at the BBC Studios for some kind of TV show, Christmas TV show. And, you know, singing Rolf's future hit, I think it would be, Time We Can Get It Down with the Beatles. And Rolf, in those days, did a lot of gigs with the Beatles. He actually used to come on after them. So this would be when they were crazily popular. He'd come on there and essentially be completely ignored by a crowd that had just been blown away by the Beatles, which is, you know, I don't know if that's going to be the most enviable gig to take, but there you go. And of course, Rolf went on to late 60s fame here in Vancouver. He was a regular at several of the nightclubs here. He had residencies of up to 2 years, I think, at The Cave, where he recorded his live album, Rolf Harris. Is it called Live in Live from Old Vancouver Town? The one where he's at the Stanley Park totem poles on the cover. That's his connection. I should try and find out some more facts about Rolf in Vancouver. Before that, it was John Shuttleworth. 500 Bus Stops is the album, and You're Like Manchester was the name of that song. And opening that little set was the Focus Group. And Focus Group just released an EP with Broadcast, performing together, not separately or anything. They're all kind of all together in the studio making stuff. But that's from the Focus Group's album on their own. Let Loose Your Love is the title of that. It's 27 minutes past five, and this is Chips with Everything. Please stay tuned.
Why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Okay, I'm going to get some self-indulgence going on here and play maybe three songs in a row from this band, The Television Personalities. They're an English group that were formed in 78 and are actually still active to this day. They've had a bit of a rocky history, I would say. Lots of lack of success. But many, many good albums, and I got three of them here. I'm going to play a track from each one, starting with this from the 1981 album, '82, Painted Words. This is the title track, The Painted Words.
If I want it to and of my mother in the room next door. He's always threatening to pack his bags, cause he can't take any more. And my brother's anorexic, and no one seems to care about the state he's in. And my sister's in the top, she's a barmaid in the pub, and my mother's full of gin.
Please help. seven reasons for our optimism. But now we're all drowning in a sea of cynicism. One day we can reach some sort of understanding. We try a little more sharing. We try a little more giving. My final sense of belonging. My final sense of belonging. And I know you think I'm young and naive because I go on CND marches, but that's my decision. And I think that you're the one who's naive if you believe all the things you see on television. It's all propaganda, and like a fool you accept it, or like a fool you ignore it. Why don't you try and stop it? Try to find a sense of belonging. I know you watch World in Action and Panorama, and to you it's just another soap opera drama. It can't happen here. We'll have a nice cup of tea and we'll all stay calm. We'll come to no harm in our nice warm underground shelters. There'll be helter-skelter. There'll be babies dying. You'll hear the mothers crying. I've seen the devil smiling. I've seen the devil smiling. Try to find a sense of belonging. Sense of belonging. And you laugh and make jokes about what you will do when a button is pressed and we hear the 4-minute warning. And if you think it's funny now, wait till the bomb goes off, you'll be in fucking hysterics. Babies dying, you'll hear mothers crying. I'm only asking for one thing, just want a sense of belonging. No more weapons and no more wars, no more violence, and what's it all for anyway? It's all so senseless. Try to find a sense of belonging. Just try a little more. Just try a little more sharing. I'll find a sense of belonging. And once there was confidence, and once there was laughter, but now there is fear. And now there are tears. And there's no reasons for our optimism. You've gone and drowned me in your sea of pessimism. No more weapons and no more wars, no more violence, and what's it all for anyway? So I find a sense of belonging, I find a sense of sharing. Try a little more giving, try a little more loving.
Said to, I'd write a book, but it would take some time. I spent my life writing poetry, thinking of words that have to rhyme. I just haven't got the time. I just haven't got the time. We'll be right back.
Okay, that's I haven't done that in a while, actually. That's a showcase for the television personalities, and so I guess that was four different songs by them. One track from their 1981 album, Don't the Kids Just Love It, and that was This Angry Silence. Then one from their album in 1982, which was called They Could Have Been Bigger Than the Beatles, and that was the track Anxiety Block. And then a couple of tracks from The Painted Word, which actually was 85. The Painted Word and A Sense of Belonging. And that last track, A Sense of Belonging, to me, that does remind me of being a kid and growing up in this kind of nuclear anxiety of the early 80s, which was extremely strong. And, you know, it really is an important part of British culture at the time that we were living under that perceived threat and this fear of nuclear annihilation. It's very strange to think back about that, but that song does remind me of those days. And the television personalities are actually still together. I think they've released, like, you know, 12 or 15 albums over the years. The earlier stuff, I think, probably of a better quality. There was a bloke called Ed Ball who was involved for the first four albums, I reckon. When he lost, they did lose a little bit of their tunefulness. He was sort of the Paul McCartney to Dan Treacy, who's the other guy, or Dan Treacy, not sure how you pronounce his name, who is the kind of the main songwriter of the band. He always has very peculiar personality. He had some really bad times in the 90s. I know he was homeless for a while. He was an alcoholic and a junkie. Ended up in prison. And after he came out in about 2005, sort of put the band back together with Ed Ball, and they have released two albums since then. And, you know, I'm happy. I hope he's all right. He used to be definitely was a hero of mine at one point. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's, let's see, 12 minutes to 6. 6 o'clock, it's time for Queer FM as per usual, with, you know, Heather doing 2 hours of queer news and culture. At 8 o'clock, Rhythms India with Anoop. At 9 o'clock, Maxwell is going to be on the decks with Mondo Trasho, which is, of course, cool electro tunes and party music. Which continues from 10 to midnight with DJ Smiley Mike's Transcend Dance, which is full-on psychedelic trance psych stuff, heavy, and that's all the way to midnight. And at midnight, who knows if you're still with us, you know, give me a call and let me know what you heard between midnight and 6. For some more fun. This is from the Basement Jack's new album. The album's called Scars. Check it out.
Saga, twisted intent. Saga, what's your plan? keep it busy. This is my song about taking acid, getting off your tits. Turn the levels up a bit. Go into the shop, picking up some skins, rolling up a spliff, looking through your bins. Go into the shop, picking up some skins, rolling up a spliff, looking through your bins. I can't find out, only found your tax returns. I can't find out, only found your tax returns.
Now I'm on the water, now I'm in space,
checking out the ships, looking for a race.
Now I'm on the water, now I'm in space,
checking out the ships, looking for a race. I can't find out, only found your laser beams.
Taking loads of acid, sending me to outer space.
Space.
Cosmic nights and lazy days, spending time in an alien age. Levels 1 to 3, I found it easy, but then I cranked it up with me turbo pad. Devil, everyone should terrorize the neighborhood. Devil, everyone should terrorize the neighborhood.
Shout outs to the aliens. Shout outs to the aliens. Have you seen Devo? He has gone insane, shouting from his brain on another plane. Devo in the noughties, ooh, what a boys. Devo in the noughties, ooh, what a boys. I'm the DE, I'm the DEV, I'm the DEVVO, the Devo. I'm the DE, I'm the DEV, I'm the DEVVO, the Devo.
Cosmic nights and lazy days, spending time in an alien age. Levels 1 to 3, I found it easy, but then I cranked it up with me turbo pad. Devo, everyone should terrorize the neighborhood. Devo, everyone should terrorize the neighborhood.
I'm the DEVEV, I'm the DEVs and the O's and EVOs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's CITR 101.9 FM. We were just listening to Trash, an old punk record by, I think, an old girl band called The Doll from the UK. And actually, it's difficult to find any information about these guys because of these gals. Because their name is essentially not searchable in Google, The Doll. The song is called Trash. All you get up is stuff about the song by the New York Dolls. Actually, there's been so many songs called Trash. Good ones, too. Apart from The Dolls, The Doll and the New York Dolls. There's the Suede song. And let's see what other ones. I think there was one on Sesame Street once with Robin Gibb. Before we were listening to that, it was MC Devil. I don't know how they calculate these things, but he has been on the top 10 unsigned artists in the UK list on MySpace for 3 years now. That was Cosmic Laser, which is the B-side of a single called Donnie Soldier. And before that, it was the Basement Jacks from their new album Scars, and that track is called Saga. It's a couple of minutes to six, which means it's almost time for me to bail out of here and let Heather take over with Queer FM. So please tune in again in 2 weeks' time when I'll be here with Dave this time. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.